Okay, we're up to Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, about an eighth of the way down. Where do we know all these halachas that the Mishnah says that you call kederach, shalok kederach, whether onus, rotzum, shogeg, the Tana Rabbanan, yavama, yovo, aleha mitzvah. The preferable mitzvah is that you should make yibul. Dover acher, yavama, yovo, aleha, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onus, ben b'rotzum. So it says yovo, aleha, it means without any conditions. Anyway, shogeg, mezid, as long as he lived with her, he's kona her. Aymar says, well, I think they're the mitzvah. The Maisi, you learn from this pasuk that it's a mitzvah to do yibum and before chalitza. So how can you learn out that yavo aleha mikom makom means shogeg mezid, whatever? How can you learn two things from the same pasuk? Mara says, the mitzvah, the imlo yachbo tsa'ish nafka. No, in a chanami. You already just said that yavama yavo aleha, this thing, because it was easy to say from this pasuk. But that's not really where we learn it from. We learn it from the fact that it says im lo yachbo tzayish, then he should give her chalitza, mashma, right, chafetz yibin. If he does want, then it's preferable for him to do yibu. It's only if he doesn't want, then the second lesser is the chalitza. The chi asakra ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid ben b'onus ben b'ratza. Since it says yavo aleha, it means unconditional. To Rashi. Mitzvah, kolomer bebiya yosin bechalitza. It's a bigger mitzvah, yibum, rather than chalitza. V'hachafetz mitzvah liyibume. If he would want, just only if he doesn't want, then there's chalitza. But if he does want, it's preferable to do yibum. Okay. Tanya idach, yavama yavo aleha kedarka. The locha shalo kedarka. Right. If it just said yavama yavo aleha, I would say that it's only biya kedarka. And Tosus points out the Harawai. We have a ribui of the Cholatara Kula that Bia Kederach and Bia Shalok Kederach are the same. Why would you hear it? I think it's only Kederach. Because since it says Lahakim Le'achiv Shem, that the Bia that you have has to be possible to create a pregnancy. So I have a Havamina to say, if it only had one Pasuk, that it has to be Bia Kedarka. The fact that I have an extra Pasuk is Marba even Bia Shalok Kedarka, against the Svara. Okay. The Lacha Shalok Kedarka. It says Yivamo Yavo Aleha the Locha. Yavo Aleha is Bia Kedarka. And the Locha Afilu Shalok Kedarka makes the Kenyan. The Yibain Bia Gomeris Ba, the En Kesef Ushtar Gomrim Ba. Tafka the Yibain, that creates Yibum, but not Kesef and Shtar. Kesef and Shtar are not Gomer, right? Some are Medayik from here that this goes like Beishamai. That Kesef and Shtar, Maimer is Min HaTorah. It just doesn't finish off the Kenyan. You still need Bia. But it does have an effect in our Torah. And others learn that it means, Ein Gomeris Bo means that it doesn't have an effect at all. The Yibma Bal Korcha, and you could do it even Bal Korcha. Even Yibum Bal Korcha, Mashain Kain Kedushin has to be Midaita, but Yibum could be even Bal Korcha. Dover Acher, Yivama Yavu Aleha Ben Bishogig, right? And another possibility is Yivama Yavu Aleha, doesn't make a different Shogig, Mezid, whatever. Versus Vafikti Lekedarka, we literally learn from this pasuk that this pasuk tells me the Bia Kedarka and leaves the next pasuk to tell me Afilu Shalok Kedarka. How can you learn two things out of this? Onus Rots and Shogeg. Versus No Ahumi Lahakim Laachiv Shem Nafka. Really, Bia Kedarka, we could learn from Lahakim Laachiv Shem. That implies that he makes a Bia Kedarach, where he could be Lahakim Laachiv Shem. Now, if we have another pasuk, that's shalok kedarka. So we still have the pasuk still, the yibma, or yivama yavo aleha, is extra to tell me unconditional, no matter how he lives with her, he's koneh. The makom should make him shame. The chi asakra, ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onus, ben b'ratzon. Rashi. The lacha shalok kedarka, the rabo shimbo aleha, shalok kedarka koneh. From the one pasuk, I would say that the bia has to be dafka kedarka, because I have a havamina to say that it has to be a bia that's efshar lahakim la'achiv shein. And now that I have an extra pasuk, it tells me even shaloka darka. Makim shemekim, shein garsina. Okay, right. Gufa. Omer of Yehuda. Yashen lo kana bia vimto. If he's sleeping and he has bia with her, it's not kona. Shail over here, whether what is she sleeping? If the kinyan is a kinyan. or dafka him, since he's the one who creates the kinyan, it's dafka he has to be awake. We said, Rashi said before, the reason is that when you're sleeping, you're not a ben das. Tosis argues on that and says a cotton, that that's the case, a cotton's also not a ben das. So how does he do any mitzvahs? But they're machalik between how much of a not a ben das you are when you're sleeping or when you're a cotton. Cotton has some das. When you're sleeping, you have no das. But in any case, the Tosis says the reason is that yashin is lokana, is because you have to have kavana l'shein bia. And here, when you're sleeping, you don't even have kavana l'shein bia. You don't have to have kavana l'shein yibum, but at least l'shein bia. So yashin lo kana bia v'imto. The Omar Kra, yivama yovo oleho, adem achavim lo l'shein bia. It has to have at least kavana l'shein bia. V'asai v'atanya bein air bein yashin. It says that you're kona whether you're awake or sleeping. Mashma, that the kinyan can be done when you're sleeping too. Or it says, bein eira bein yishana. No, it's all about her. You're kona her, if you are awake, you're kona her whether she's awake or she's sleeping. His verse says, batanya bein eira bein yashen. Who? Bein eira bein yishana he. Doesn't make a difference if he's awake or she's awake. Both of them are sleeping, right? And in their sleep, they have bia, you're what's it called, still kona. And here it says yashin is not kona. And now that we have this, both of them, the shaila is, do you need both of them away? We'll see in 1 second. The Gemara doesn't say it doesn't mean sleeping, it means semi-sleep. Now that we have that, does it mean semi-sleep by both of them? That was the shaila we mentioned before. Right? Or only semi-sleep by the man. But the woman could be mamish asleep. She is not, she's only nikne, she's not making the kinyan, so therefore, even if she's what's it called, asleep, it helps. Gemara says, Hachamai askin v'misnamni. No, yashin does not mean fully asleep. Fully asleep, you're not kone, because no kavon of l'shein bio, or you're not a bardas, one of the two. But, misnamni, which is semi sleep, that you are kone. You're asleep but not asleep, you're awake and you're not awake. If somebody calls you, you're awake enough to answer, but you can't think straight, you're grimmeling. There's also another shaila whether nimnum is only when you're on your way to sleep, then it's not considered sleep yet, you're not, you haven't yet fallen asleep, so you're still in a semi sleep, wake up the position, or even waking up. You were asleep, and now you're waking up, and you haven't woken up completely. It's the same halacha. Or no, since you were asleep, ma'isa now, you're still sleeping until you wake up completely. And when you're awake, you're still awake until you fall asleep completely. So it's considered being awake, legabi sleep, but it's considered sleep, legabi being awake. Okay, so that's another shayla. If you remind the person, he'll remember that you spoke to him when he was in a state of nimnu. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, right. Gufa. Omar Rabba. Nofel min hagad v'niska chaya b'arba dvorim. We had before that if you, what's it called, fell off a wall. And because of that, you, what's it called, fell into the woman. So what's it called? You're chayiv arba dvarim, nezik, tzar, ripui, and cheves, but you're not chayiv boshes, not the fifth one. We're going to say why. And you also ubiyavim tolokana. You're not kona because you didn't have kavana l'shem bia. You just fell off the roof, right? So it's not a question of shogeg mezid onus rotsam. It's totally no kavana at all l'shem yibum, no l'shem bia. Nezik, tzar. So what are you? Oh, chayiv nezik, tzar, cheves, ripui. We learn from Psukim Bavakama that Boshes you have to have Kavana, and here there was no Kavana at all, right? But the other four you Chayiv even without Kavana, but by Boshes you have to have Kavana to be Chayiv in Boshes. Rashi, no Rashi. Ad Mechavin lo l'shein bia ba'olam. You have to have some Kavana l'shein bia to be Konen. Nezek shomen also keilu he shivchon im keres kama hoisi yofa kama hi yofa. Right? Nezek is the permanent damage. Cut off somebody's arm. And he used to be a baseball pitcher. So you figure out what he could have made over his career. And now without an arm, he can't make that. So you pay him as if he'd been Eved, who has a good pitching arm, so he would go for more money. And an Eved without a good pitching arm goes for less money. And you figure out over the entire lifetime, and that's Nezek. Then, Lamaisa now, he could be a Shomer. I can't be a pitcher anymore. He could be a Shomer. So, and he's out of work for 4 weeks till he heals. So you pay him a Shomer's wages for 4 weeks. That's called Sheves. Sheves is the short-term damage after the damages are deducted, and damage is Nezek is long-term damage. Okay, Ripui and what's it called is obvious, right? You pay the doctor's bills, and Nezek and Tsar is you pay him for the pain, and you figure it out how much a person would want to go through an operation, and how much he would pay for the. What's it called?
Anesthesia.
Okay. Weiter. Ad shi yiskavin, omar rova, yiskavin la tiach bekoso, vi tiach bi'adim tolokona. Yeah, you're intending to, have relations with a wall. Okay, and by mistake, you had relations with your yavama. Okay, that's not called a maisa bia at all. Right? Sticking yourself into a wall is not called a maisa bia. What exactly it's called, I'm not sure, but it's not called a maisa bia. So therefore, they didn't have kavana l'shem bia at all. L'hatil l'atiach b'behema, if you had intention, though, to have relations with an animal, and by mistake you got your yavama, she must have been a real, right? Right. Then you are kona, because it's called a maisa bia with a behema. Right? The maisa is a living thing. It's called a maisa bia. Okay. I see somebody is ma'orah that the Gemara is mashma in another place that there's no such thing as a maisa bia with a behema. But it's just, that's lagabi the effects. It's not called bia to passel anything or whatever, but it's a maisa of wood. Over here, you don't need a halachic bia. What you need is a maisa bia with a bang. It's a maisa bia, right? But for that wall, it's not even a maisa bia. Okay. The homa come mechaven l'shem bia ba'olam. A maisa, you're mechaven l'shem a maisa bia. That's enough. Even though by mistake you got your yavama, that's called shogeg, mezid, onis, rotzon. All of those things are irrelevant. Rashi latia b'kosel lav l'shum bia mechaven. Right? There's no idea of bia in inserting yourself in a wall. Okay, right.
Doesn't the Torah make it clear that with a behemoth it might be?
No, you're chayiv on it, but it's lav dafka that it has a din of bia on it. They got to be pasless and psulim or whatever. Right? It's not called that a woman had bia with an animal, had bia with a woman. Doesn't passel her from truma or something like that. She wasn't nivala la pasula. Echad hama'are, omar uva, v'nayin l'haroa min ha'tora. How do you know that ha'ara is a din of bia? And we said ha'ara is machlokas, what it is, neshika so'ever, right, where the two sexual organs touch, or hachnosa so ha'tora. How do you know whatever ha'ara is that min ha'tora it has a din of bia? Shenemar the isha sheyishka this isha dova the gilo es ervasa es mekora he'era. By nida it uses the lashon he'era. So you see that is bia. Mikan la'ara min ha'tora. Here you see that ha'ara is considered bia. Mor says ashkecha nida. So that's very nice by a nida. How do you know by shararayis? Shararayis minayin. The chitei manelith mi nida will learn from nida. Sadashoda. Just like by nida, it's also to have bia with her, and ha'ara is considered like bia. All the other arayis, you're not allowed to have bia with them, and ha'ara is considered bia. Mor says no. Mala nida she came matameis boala. Nida has a chumra that she's matame the one who's boiled her, as if he becomes a nida. 7 days he's tummy. So it's a real chumrah. So we don't find the 7 day tumah except by mace. So maybe that's why she has this extra chumrah that ha'ara is also considered a bia. Since the bia over here is so chumrah. But by others, they don't have that chumrah. Maybe ha'ara is not considered like bia. Ela ashim the eishes ach. No, there's another pasuk where ha'ara is mentioned by your sister-in-law, your brother's wife. Tichsei the isha sheyikach es eishes achiv nidahi. Right? The chi eishes achiv la'olam nida. Your brother's wife's always nida. Why does it mean nidahi? Ela kid nida. The Torah compares eishes achiv to a nida. Ma nida behara, af eishes ach behara. So now we have two places, both by Nida and by Eishes Achiv, also has the same din as a Nida by Ha'ara. So Mala Eishes Ach, she came beyond all the rabbis. No, Eishes Ach has another Chumrah. You can make many, many Isurim by marrying what's it called, a lot of wives, and they're going to be Osir now to all your brothers. So you can create more Isurim by marrying more women, and then there'll be more brothers' wives, right? The boy mekadesh v'ozel ki alpha. You can make a what's it called? Could make a million isurim. But other arayas, you can't. You don't have the power to create those arayas. That's how Rashi learns Pashit, that you can't create more arayas. You can't make another mother. Your mother is your mother. You can't make more mothers, right? So most of the arayas, you can't create new ones. So therefore, so you can't learn from Eishes Achiv, because that has a chumrah of that you can create more arayas like that. It's in your hand to make more and more. And nida not because of the tamei is bo'ala. Ela asher me'achosav, the achosay, by your father and mother's brother or what's it called? Your father's or mother's sister. Your aunt. What does it say there? Dechsiv. The ervas achos imecho v'achos avicha lo segale ki eshero he'era. There it also mentions ha'ara. So now we have a third place where it mentions ha'ara. Achos ovid imo, your father or mother's sister. So where it says, no, ikele mifrach, if you only had that case, you could say, mala achos avi achos eim, she came isur haba me'elo. Right? It's an isur that comes by itself. It's not an isur that comes through marriage. It's not because you married this woman, you're usher to her krovos. It's because they're your father or mother's sister. So it's a sister didn't come through marriage. It's a essential erva. It's not an erva that comes through marriage. So ervas that come through marriage, maybe those aren't so strong that ha'ara would be. Mechada lo ashes. Someone says you can't learn from any one of them because each one has a chumrah that may be the reason why ha'ara applies over there and nowhere else. So let's learn them from two of them together. Asara shove. Mahai Tesi, which one we gonna learn from? Tesi me eshesach the achos of the achosein. Let's learn it from a sister-in-law and an aunt. Malahan v'shikena surim mishum share. No, they have something in common. They're usher because they're relatives. This is your brother's wife, and this is your father's sister. So they're usher because they're relatives, right? But nida is not a what's it called? We can learn nida from there. Nida is not because of relative, and there are other arayas, other isurim also among them being relative. Ela tesi mi nida v'achosav v'achosein. Learn it from nida, which is not a relative. It's an erva, but not a relative, and achosav and achosein. Right? What are you going to tell me? Nida is matami bo'ala, achosav v'achosein is not. What are you going to tell me? Achosav the achosein is what's it called? They are isur haba me'elav nidas. What's it called? Where it says e malahana shekin isur haba me'elav. No, right? Ela that nidas also isur haba me'elav. So they have something in common that the other arayis don't. They're not isur haba me'elav. So isur to come through marriage or whatever. Ela teishi mi nida ve'eshes och. Right, the my pirchos. Learn it from nida and eishes achiv. What are you going to say? Let's learn from nida. The nida is matami boala, but eishes achiv is not matami boala. Yeah, but eishes achiv you could be marba many, many more. Nida you can't be marba many, many more. Right, you can't create more nidas. Right, so therefore we'll learn it mibeinayim atzad hashava shabahem that they are isurim and ha'ora applies. All the isurim ha'ora applies. Rashi. She came matame as boala lios kemosa tomei zayit. that the man who lives with the Nida becomes like her, and he's tummy for 7 days. The tummy shivas yomim. Your brother's wife is always a Nida. Why is it mentioned Nida by your brother's wife? She came be shall adam rabos noshim harbe al achiv be israishasach. You can marry a lot of women, and they're all going to be also now to your brother because they're ishasachiv. So you can create more of these yisurim. He boy mekadosh v'azu ki alpha. We could learn all the arayas that you create by marrying. So you could marry a lot of women like that and offer them to other people. Your mother, you can't make more mothers. V'achoso ubito, you can't make more sisters. Or your daughter, I don't know why your daughter is not considered Yochel Rabos. Tosa says it's not considered Yochel Rabos unless it asks it to somebody else, not just to you. Not that you can create more Yisurim to you. You have to be able to create more Yisurim to other people. Shekein Yisur Habome Elov, Upshot Mino Imo Viachoso Ubito Kyotzeben. These are all Yisur Habome Elov. Right? They come not through marriage, but because they are your relatives. The Lotivshot Mino Arayas and Nesoros Lomachus Kedushin. You wouldn't be able to learn from that any arayas that are created through marriage. Meishasach v'achos aveim. Someone says, learn from two of them. Someone says, can you learn it from your sister-in-law and your aunt? Dechipirchos mala achos aveim. Shekein isra b'meilav. When you'll say, well, achos, what's it called? Achos avi v'imo is an isra that comes by itself. Doesn't come through marriage. Right? Meishasach tochiach. No, that's an isra that comes through marriage. Still, he'ora applies. Mala eishasach, shekein b'yod l'rabos. No, you can make more eishasach. But you can't make more, what's it called? Gemara says no, but you can't make more ants. You can't create more ants. Achosa ve'em tochia, the chazer adin. Hatzara shova shabahen, shein asuro solo mishum erva, v'asua behen ha'ora kigmar bia, afani ovi kol arayis, bedin hazeh. Okay. So that is what's it called, up until now. So now we have that we're learning ha'ora by all the arayis from Nida and Eishasach. You say Nida is metami boala, Eishasach is not. I Eishasach, you could be marbe more. Nida, you can't be marbe more. Chazer adin, that's a sarashada.
Gemara says that we use the heora in the pasuk of Erva Sachosa Vichalo Segali. Since the whole pasuk came for a drasha, so we use this as a drasha to tell me that by a behema, heora is also chayah. Even though it has nothing to do with it, since the whole pasuk anyway is for a drasha. So now the Gemara asks, my drasha. What drasha do we learn from the pasuk of Achos Avicha, Achos, right, Achos Avicha Lo Segali. Okay, Gemara says to Tanya, Ervas Achos Avicha Lo Segali, Bein Min Ha'av, Bein Min Ha'im. Your father's sister doesn't make a difference if she is his maternal sister or paternal sister. You're chayv. Ata omer bein min ho'av bein min ho'ein. You say that it applies equally to a father's sister, an aunt who's your father's sister, whether it's his half sister from his mother or father. O einu ela min ho'av v'lo min ho'ein. Or maybe it's only if she's his sister from the father. We'll see in 1 second why would I think that. V'dinu. And the reason I would think that it's only a sister, father's sister from her father and his father, is chayiv kan v'chayiv b'chosa. Because the Torah said you're chayiv in a case of your father's sister and your sister. Ma achoso bein min ho'ah bein min ho'em. Af kan bein min ho'ah bein ho'em. Just like your sister, doesn't make a difference. It says the Farish, right? Basi avicho basi mecha. So the Farish doesn't make a difference if your sister is a half sister, and who she's a half sister from. You're always chayiv on your sister. So mistami you're chayiv on your father's sister the same way. O klach l'derech zu, or maybe not. Chayiv kan v'chayiv b'dol doso. Right. The Torah was mechayiv you in the case of your father's sister. It was also mechayiv you on the case of your father's brother's wife. And we'll see later that your father's brother's wife your father's brother's wife, right, which is your aunt, but not your aunt, your aunt through marriage, not your aunt because it's your father's sister. That's only if, what's it called, if it's your father's brother from his father. It has to be at least a half-brother from the father. But if it's only a half-brother from the mother, then you're not chayiv on his wife. Afkan min ha'av v'lo min ha'ein, maybe over here also. By your, what's it called, by, by achos avicha, maybe it's also only from the father. Just like eshes achi avicha is only if the brother's from the father, so too, achos avicha may be only from the father, not if it's only from the mother. So Mar says, nir lemidome. Let's see what's more comparable to. Is it more comparable to your sister, and then it's both father and mother, or more comparable to your father's sister's husband? Father's brother's wife, right? Father's brother's wife. Donin isra habo me'elav, isra habo me'elav. The altochiach dodoso she'en isra habo me'elav. Now, if you're trying to find out your father's sister is doma to your sister, because that's an isser that is an intrinsic isser. It didn't come through marriage. Right? It's your krovin, or your father's krovin, but it's not a marriage-induced, produced isser. And masha'en kain, your, what's it called, your father's brother's wife came through marriage. So better compare it to your sister than to your father's brother's wife. Oklach l'derech zeh? Well, maybe not. Donim krovei ha'av mikrovei ha'av. It's more similar to compare relatives of the father, the father's sister to the father's brother's wife. V'altochiach achoso shekrovei atzmo, or not to your sister, who's your relative, not your father's relative. So maybe it's better to compare your father's relative to another father's relative, and not your father's relative to your relative. Or maybe not. Maybe it's better to compare an isser that comes by itself to an isser that comes by itself, which is your sister, rather than your father's brother's wife that comes through marriage. That's the shiloh. Talmud Lomer, therefore, since we're not sure which one to compare it to, therefore the Torah said, Ervos achos avicha lo segale, bein min ho'av, bein min ho'ein. Torah says, what's it called, an extra pasuk, Ervos achos avicha lo segale, to tell me that it's both from the father and from the mother. It doesn't make a difference. It's a half, what's it called, half sister from the father or the mother. Ervas achosi mecha lo segale. The same thing goes with Ervas avukosi mecha, your mother's sister. Doesn't make a difference if it's her half sister from the mother or the father. Bein min ha'av, bein min ha'ein. Lomeli lemichtava, right? Bi achos av, lomeli lemichtava b'achos ein. Why can't we learn one bite from the other? If I know that the father's sister is also in any half sister, then the mother's sister is the same thing. So Mama Rebbevo said, no, you need both of them. Tzrich, the ikos of Rachmana ba'achos av, shekein yesh lachias. Right? If it only said by the case of, what's it called, your father's sister, the reason you're chayiv on your father's sister, right, whether it's a, what's it called, a half-sister from the father or mother, is because since it's your father's sister, she's mishpacha. The father's side is called mishpacha, so that's chi yichas. And therefore, any possible sister from your father's side is going to, your father's sister is going to be osir. Aval achos eim, eim alo. But the mother's side isn't called mishpacha. And therefore, I might think it's only a mother's sister from a father, there's some father involved over there that osir. But a mother's sister from a mother, when on both sides there's no mishpacha, maybe she's not osir. The ikos of Rachmona b'achos eim, so say only by achos eim, and if I know that if your mother's sister, doesn't make a difference if she's a half-sister from the father or the mother, she's also, surely by a father's sister, right, it's also either way, right? No, I might think, say differently. She came vadois, because your mother's sister is for sure your relative, because you for sure are the son of your mother. No shaila, right? They're witnesses than when you were born. But we're not 100% sure that it's your father, and that this is your father's sister. Maybe it's not your father. Maybe your mother lived with somebody else, and she just blamed it on your father. So you don't can't ever be 100% sure. We have a chazaka, ro bilus acharabav, but it's only a chazaka. It's not vavai. It's not 100%. So I might think that therefore your father's sister, when it's not so sure that it's your father altogether, she's only usher if it's her, if a paternal sister, but a maternal sister not. But your mother's sister, the mother's for sure your mother. There it doesn't make a difference if it's a maternal or paternal sister. That's what I think. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both cases. Smara says now, v'dodoso the pshita le'latana, the min ha'av alo min ha'ein. We said before, what do we compare achos avicha to? To your sister or to your aunt, meaning your father's brother's wife. And your father's brother's wife is only usher if it's a, what's it called, brother from the father. If it's a half-brother from the father, but if it's a half-brother from the mother, his wife is not usher to you. You're not usher to your aunt, who is your father's maternal brother's wife. Okay, how do you know that? Minole, how do I know that? Omar Rava, Asya Dodo Dodo. We learn it from Xerishava Dodo Dodo. Ksiv Hocha, Ervas Dodo Gila. By this erva of your father's brother's wife, it says, Ervas Dodo Gila. Ksiv Hasam, O Dodo, O Ben Dodo Yigolenu. If somebody sells his field to a, what's it called, his ancestral field, to a goy, right? So the halacha is that it has to be redeemed. So who redeems it? Right? His uncle can redeem it, or his cousin can redeem it, or ben dodo. So Mara says, malahalim min ha'av lo min ha'em. Over there, it has to be only a paternal uncle or cousin. It has to be from the father's side. Afka min ha'av lo min ha'em. So therefore, same thing. We have a Xerishava Dodo, just like over there. It's only from the father's side. So too, the Isser of an aunt, your father's brother's wife, is only if he's a brother from the father's side. V'hosam Minolan, how do you know over there it's only from the father's side? Omar Kro, Mishpachto Yigolenu, from his family. Mishpachas Av, Kruya Mishpacha. Mishpachas Ein, Eino Kruya Mishpacha. The family of the mother is not considered mishpacha. Mishpacha is only family of the father. So it has to be from his family, meaning his father's family, not from his mother's family. Same thing there over there, just like it says dodo here, and it means from the father's family, by an aunt who is your father's brother's wife, has to be the brother is from the father's side, not only from the mother's side. Okay. Rashi. Erva sachos avicha, krod the achrimos kama nokat. The first the Gemara took the pasuk that's in achrimos. There's a pasuk in achrimos and a pasuk in kedoshim. Now most of the psukim in achrimos tell me the isser, you're not allowed to do it. And in kedoshim it tells me what the punishment is. It doesn't say you're not allowed to do it. It says if you do it, this is what the punishment is. Except by the case of achos avicha. There it says it again, that it's also to do. So it's not necessary. He already told me in Achrimos. So that it comes kulo ledrasha. That's what the Gemara says. Okay? So that's what we're going to get to now. Bein shihi achos avicha min ha'av, bein min ho'ein. Ma achoso bein min ha'av, bein ho'ein, to see bas avicha, bas imecha. By your sister, it says the Therish. Bas avicha, bas imecha. Ma dodoso min ho'av, velo min ho'ein. Shimohaya dodo achi aviv min ho'ein, velo min ha'av, ain't he still of erva? The common boy menon. Later we learn it from the Xerishava, from dodo dodo, from geula, by what's it called, by bate orichot, bate whatever it's called. Person sells a sade shleach uzaso. Dodoso ain't asura bo elav me elav. Ela al yedei kedushei doda. The case of your aunt, who's your father's brother's wife, is an issur that came through marriage. It's not an intrinsic issur. The altochiach achoso, the kivin de lo nafkala midina, since we don't know which to learn it from, your sister or your father's brother's wife, the case of your father's sister, so therefore Talmud Lomer mikra sheni beparshas kedoshim. That's why the Torah had to repeat this erva in Parshas Kedoshim, right? Ki kedoshim kiyu erva sachos avicha v'achos imecha lo segale. Ve'ein tzorech lahazer shekvar hizir. You don't need a pasuk to tell me it's also. I know that from Achrimos. V'lo havig li'lashmin ela onish kedo aved be'ishesach v'achos v'achoso v'achoso. Ish ki ikach achos avi v'achos imo avol namiso. So the fact that the Torah repeated the Isser in Kedoshim, not just the Onish, but it repeated the Isser, it's for a drasha, to tell me that not only is your father's sister or your mother's sister Osir, if they come from the father, even if they only come from the mother. So the whole pasuk was only written for this drasha. So since the whole pasuk is written for a drasha, we'll tack on another drasha. It says over there, nidahi, or whatever, what's it called, to tell me that her aura is also in by behema. Okay. Lomelim lichtov haikroi yaseiru betarvayu, lichtov bechadav etesi divinos. So now the Gemara asks, why do you need two? Why do you have to know your father's sister and your mother's sister? Both of them have to be said extra to tell me that it doesn't make a difference if it's a sister from the father or the mother. Just tell me by the father's sister, I'll know by the mother's sister. Tell me by the mother's sister, I'll know by the father's sister. Why both? Moses says, no, you need both. Because each one has a reason why I would think it's only that. Right? If it was only the father's sister, so I would say, since it's a father, it's a bishbachas av, it's more chashuv. Therefore, it's also both ways. But mother's family, and it's only from the mother, not. Or I might think the opposite. The mother, she's a vada, your mother. So any sister that she has is also to you. But your father is not vada, your father, so only a sister he has from his father is also to you, not the one that's also from his mother. Doesn't make a little bit, there's a bit of a problem. Because we're saying that a father makes it worse, then why would I say that only the father's sister from the father should be also? I don't know, but that should be less of a problem. It should be only the father's sister from the mother. Gosh. When we learn it, Ian, we'll discuss it. Okay. It's not my order. Just popped into my mind now. So. Okay. Yesh lachiyas, mishpachas av kuriya mishpacha. Mishpacha goes after the father. Tichsiva yishyaldu al mishpachosam leveis avosam. Achos ein vada krovosam. Aval achos av shemachas v'sholam ein za'aviv. I don't know what Rashi put over here, chas v'sholam. Right? We're only talking about the theoretical cases, but Rashi put over chas v'sholam, maybe it's not really your father. Malahalam min ha'av. Eim achi aviv min ha'av. Eim achi aviv min ha'av. Im achi aviv min ha'av. If he is your father's brother from the father, then hu kavi korov le'inin gula. Then he has to redeem the field. Yosef. U'mitzvus geula mutal alav Yosef mikrov ve'ein. And only if there aren't any paternal relatives, then it goes over to the maternal relatives. Whoever's a closer relative, but a closer relative is the father's relative, a relative from the father, not a relative from the mother. Afkan min ha'av elo min ha'ein. So over there, it's talking about a relative from the father's side. Over here also, same thing, only from the father's side. Chochi garsinu mishpachto yigolenu, mishpachasav kroyu mishpacha. Okay. Let's start this at least, and then we'll probably go over it again tomorrow. Next piece. The Hodisnan. Right, we're going to see from a Mishnah that Enochinami, it doesn't make a difference. Whether your sister is from the father or the mother, right? Oh, every sister's also, whether it's sister from the father or sister from the mother. And now we're talking about what's it called, your wife's sister. Doesn't make a difference if it's your wife's sister from the father or the mother. The Hodisnan, Omrulo Mesa Ishticha. What happens like this? a guy went to Medina Sayan, okay? They told him that his wife died. The wife died. So he gave him the bad news. Good news, whatever he took. And he married her sister. Well, good, my wife's dead. I can marry her sister. So he married her sister, Me'aviha. He married her half-sister from the father's side. Okay? Mesa, right? Then they told him that, what's it called, that she died. Right? He married her, and then he went away on another trip. While he was away, they said, your second wife died. Your original wife's paternal sister died. Nope. Nosachosa me'ima. So he married her sister, who was only a maternal sister, only from the mother's side. So now, wife number two and three are related through their mother. Wife number one and two are related through the father, but don't have a common mother. That means wife number one and number three aren't related at all. Okay? One is related to two from the father. Two is related to three from the mother. One is not related to three at all. Okay, gets worse. Mesa, and then they told him, she died too. Right? Every time he goes on a trip, one of his wives died. Okay. So he married her sister also only from the father. This one's not related at all to the first two. She's just a new Isser. She's related to the third one through the father. Mesa, then he went on another trip and he said, no, she died also. So Vinosachosa Miima. And he married her, what's it called, sister from the mother. So those last two, like we're up to four and five, I think, they're related through the mother. Three and four are related through the father, and three and five aren't related at all. Okay, so now, Mutter Barishona, and then they told him the great news. None of them are dead. We made a big mistake. We were talking about somebody else. They're all alive, right? So now the Shaila is, who's he married to? So he's married to the first one for sure, because she was fine, right? She wasn't anybody's relative when he married her, okay, or anybody that he was married to. So he's married to the first one. The second one is the sister of the first one, and he happened to marry her when his sister was still alive. The condition is not toe-faced. So number two is out of the picture. He's not married to her. Number three isn't related to number one, because she's only related to number two through the fathers. And that this one doesn't have the same father, one and two. And two and three, right, were related through the mother, but nothing to do with one. So he's married to one and three. So that's what it says. Mutter b'rishona u'b'shlishis u'b'chamishis. And the same thing goes for number five. None of the, one, three, and five aren't related to each other. So therefore, he's married to one, three, and five. What?
To the odd ones.
Right, all the odd ones, right. Upotro sorosehem, and then if they die, and so he dies without children, right? So he can't be married to any more people. This guy dies without children. Then those wives are his legitimate wives, and they pater their tzaras from Yibum. But he's also bishniya u'brevius, and he's also with the even ones, two and four, because they are related to his wives, either through the mother or the father. The ain bias achas mehen potera sarasa. And therefore, since they never were his wife, they don't pater the tsaras, right, because they never really were his wife. And if he's married to one of their tsaros, right, they are chayiv in yibum, because he's not married to a sister that would prevent the yibum or pater the tsaras. The imbor al hashni al achar misas harishona, but if he lived with number two, after number one died, because number two was only related to number one. So if number one died, he's allowed to marry number two. Now he's married to her, right? Lachar misa rishona mutter bishniya. Then he's mutter in number two and in number four, because they're not related. Upotro sorosehem. And if he dies without children, they are his legitimate wives who pater their tzoros because of sisters, right? In the case of the mission in the beginning. V'osr bishlishis v'chamishis. And he's osr in number three and five, right? Because they are related to each other. They're related to his wives, who is what's it called, who is our sisters. So Mara says, Alma achos ishto bein min ho'av bein min ho'eim asuros. The whole purpose of this is to let me know that your wife's sister is usur, whether she is a half-sister from the mother or the father, still the same isur, otherwise this whole Mishnah couldn't be. So therefore, from this Mishnah we learn, since we're talking about father's sisters and your sister, now how about your wife's sister that's usur to you? Is it a sister, a half-sister from the mother, the father, or both? We know from this Mishnah that it applies to both of them.